This is the 1 minute how to. Item 541, how to employ podcasts in education for students. Hello, everyone. This is George, your host. On this show, we've got Alan Karn. He's going to explain to us how to employ podcasts in education for students. Alan, can you first tell us a little something about yourself?
Hi, George. Thanks for having me on again. Yes, I'm an educational IT trainer. I work in a college of education in the UK, and I'm a music podcaster like yourself. I'm also a member of a higher education special interest group, which is funded to provide digital media workshops and events at universities throughout the UK, where we evangelize about the use of podcasting and videocasting in education.
Alan, would you like to set things up for us first?
In an earlier show, we talked about how to employ podcasting in education for teachers. In this particular show, I want to talk about how the students can use this media, because this is where I think it's most engaging for learners. Why not ask your students to create audio guides, maybe a guide to the campus or to the library or perhaps local galleries, etc.? By the way, students usually love to do this kind of work. It's really interesting for them. They'd rather do this than write an 800-word essay in Microsoft Word. Why not use podcasts to record field trips? I've seen some really excellent results from students who are reporting their findings when out on geography field trips, for instance. One that really does work well is creating e-zines, that's electronic magazines, and get a group of students working on that. Short, newsy items with several contributions, radio style, with bits of music in between items. So they might be producing, say, I don't know, a 15, 20-minute radio show.
Okay, Alan, if you're ready, then you've got 60 seconds.
Right, thank you, George. Recording audio to accompany reflective journal blogs. I'm really keen on asking students to use blogs, and these days it's very simple to put audio and video inside blogs where they might want to talk about their inspiration or the progression or perhaps problems, solutions, techniques. What about recording an audio soundtrack for slideshows with maybe using PowerPoint or photo story? This is all really easy to do, but tremendously effective. And I'll give you one last idea. Second-year students, why wouldn't they want to record a podcast delivering advice for freshers, the guys who are just arriving at university or college with no idea where the best cafes are, what the best resources are for students, what are the good clubs to go to? But the second-year students know all that stuff. Why don't they provide a podcast? Or why don't you ask them to do that?
You know, it sounds like the sort of thing where they probably haven't done that in the past, and by having them do something that's kind of interesting like that, then that helps engage things a little bit better.
It does. I mean, any of this technology, George, this Web 2 technology, is so interesting for the students. I mean, they're used to it anyway, because they use all this stuff at home in their leisure time. But when they come into university, they don't want to be spending all their time writing large assignments, word processing them. You know, if you can mix this stuff up and give them video or audio tasks to do, which record essentially the same material, but in a different way, then it's much more engaging for them. And that's really what education is all about, engaging the learners.
Okay, Alan, is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I mentioned at the beginning that I'm a podcaster myself. My podcast is to be found at darkhorseradio.com. That's an indie rock music podcast. I'd love you to visit me. And as far as the Media Enhanced Learning Special Interest Group is concerned, you can find that at melsig.com. That's melsig.com. It is a UK special interest group, but you don't have to live in the UK to visit or to contribute to our site. We'd really like to hear from anyone interested in educational podcasting. If you've got a story to tell or you want to dispense or receive advice, join us at melsig.com.
And I'll make sure I've got those links on the 1MinuteHowTo.com show notes.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, thanks, George.
Alan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, very welcome.